You're listening to a Tai'i news story on the audio version of The Tai'i. Thanks for listening. The Tai'i is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetai'i.ca and become a Tai'i builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel any time.
The Tai'i wins a Silver Canadian Association of Journalists Award. By Tai'i staff, June 2, 2025.
For the third year in a row, the Tai'i's Northern BC reporter, Amanda Follett-Hosgood, has won a Canadian Association of Journalists Award. At the CAJ Conference Award Gala in Calgary on Saturday night, May 31, Follett-Hosgood won the Silver Award for her piece, BC Illegally Collected Personal Info Tied to the Wet'suwet'en Conflict, in the Freedom of Information Journalism category. Follett-Hosgood uncovered a BC government privacy breach that occurred leading up to the last big police enforcement on Wet'suwet'en territory during the conflict over the CGL pipeline. In her associated piece, BC's Secretive Plan to Tighten Protest Response, she dove into the province's subsequent attempt to overhaul and beef up police responses related to land disputes through a secretive civil disobedience work plan. The story shed light on how the province deals with public protest, particularly Indigenous land defense, at times in contrast with the government's publicly stated objectives. I want to thank everyone who is holding feet to the fire and power to account, including BC's Office of the Information and Privacy Commissioner, who patiently fields my FOI complaints, and the CAJ for all they do to support journalists and freedom of the press, Follett-Hosgood said. And at a time when information is getting more difficult to access and, along with it, truth, I want to give a shout-out to everyone who continues to speak truth to power. Follett-Hosgood also thanked the Tai'i team and in particular, her editor, Andrea Bennett. Caroline Tuzin and Ariane Lacoursière won gold in the Freedom of Information Journalism category for their piece for La Presa on the increasing use of exceptional measures such as isolation and restraints for youth in group homes and rehabilitation centers in Quebec. Amanda is diligent and tenacious in filing Freedom of Information requests to get to the bottom of stories we simply could not report otherwise, Bennett said. In some cases, like this one, an initial FOI request opens the door to a broader story. Amanda is great at recognizing those hidden gems and digging until she uncovers them. I'm proud of her, and so glad her work received the attention it deserved at the CAJs this year. The CAJ's FOI Award is sponsored by the Ken and Debbie Rubin Public Interest Advocacy Fund. In 2023, Follett-Hosgood won the APTN/CAJ Truth and Reconciliation Award for her series on the decades-long struggle to repair the devastation wrought by the establishment of the Nechako Reservoir. The following year, Follett-Hosgood won the APTN/CAJ Truth and Reconciliation Award again, this time for her multi-part, ongoing Tai'i series on a Canadian Human Rights Tribunal hearing on the RCMP's handling of abuse allegations to which she dedicated approximately 400 reporting hours between May and December 2023. The Tai'i's former labor reporter, Zach Vessera, was also nominated for a CAJ award this year, for his piece, Poisoned Waters, The War Between BC Ferries and Its Union, in the CWA Canada/CAJ Award for Labor Reporting category. Congratulations to everyone who was nominated and who won Canadian Association of Journalists Awards this year. And thanks to you, our readers and Tai'i builders. This work is possible thanks to your support.
Thanks for stopping by the Tai'i today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetai'i.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our Tai'i builders who made this story possible.